Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Adar, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yod, and Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet to find your Zivug Hagon B'Karav Mamish. Now in this Mishnah, we're going to learn about a neder that because of information that was discovered later, it turns out that the neder was never chal in the first place, and we don't even need a chacham for this. What's an example? Let's say a person said, Kainam she'ini nosis plainis ka'ura. Kainam, I'm not going to marry that woman because she is ugly. Barei no, but it turns out that she's beautiful. Or he says, Shchaira, I'm not going to marry her because she's dark-skinned. Barei levon, it turns out that she's very fair-skinned. Or he says, Kitsara, I'm not marrying her because she's short. Barei yaruga, turns out that she's tall. So Mutterba, he's allowed to marry her. And lo yipnei she ka'ura v'nasas na, Shchaira v'nasas levona, Kitsara v'nasas aruka. It's not because she was ugly and she became beautiful, or she was dark-skinned and she became fair-skinned, or she was short and became tall. El shaneder toes. It just turns out that the nether was a toes in the first place. He thought she was ugly, dark, or short, but she turned out to be beautiful, light-skinned, or tall. However, now we're going to see the Rabbi Shmuel argues with this, and even if something changes later on, still we can undo the neder. There was a story that a person made a neder from the daughter of his sister. They were pressuring him to marry her, and he made a neder that he's not going to have any benefit from her, and that way he's able to get them off his back. And the main reason why is because she was ugly. And they brought it to the house of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel beautified her. He bought her cosmetics and clothing and jewelry, and that way she became beautiful. And Rabbi Shmuel told this fellow, Beni, my son, you made a neder about this one? Look how wonderful she is. So Amrulai, the fellow told him, Lav, no, I never made a neder about her. The one I made a neder about was ugly, but she's definitely not. V'itir Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel allowed him to marry her. And Ba'isa Shah at that time, Bach Rabbi Shmuel, V'amai Rabbi Shmuel cried and said, B'nais Yisrael nais hein. Really, the daughters of Yisrael, they're beautiful. El Shanias Menav Lason, it's just that poverty makes them ugly. They don't have money for cosmetics and jewelry, and hard work they have to do makes them not good looking. But if they weren't poor, then all Jewish women are really beautiful. And Shemes Rabbi Shmuel, Ha'ibnais Yisrael nais hein. When Rabbi Shmuel died, the Bnei Yisrael raised their voices in lament, and they said, Bnei Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, Bechena, Bnei Yisrael, cry about Rabbi Shmuel. Bechenu Rabbi Shaul, David HaMelech said the same thing about Shaul when Shaul HaMelech died, Bnei Yisrael, Shaul Bechena, Bnei Yisrael, cry about Shaul, because Shaul did the same thing. He cared for the Yiddish Shemedalach that didn't have enough money to make themselves beautiful, and they had a hard time with Shidduchim. He would give them money for jewelry and cosmetics and whatnot, and therefore David HaMelech said, we should cry about Shaul HaMelech for that same reason. And moving on to Perek Yod Mishnah Aleph. But before we start, let's point out major differences between Perek Tes that we just learned and the upcoming two Prakim, Yud and Yud Aleph. In the previous Perek Tes, we learned about Hataras Nedarim, releasing a person from his neder by going to a Chacham. Now, in the next two Prakim, we're going to be learning about Hafaras Nedarim, which refers specifically to a man canceling the neder made by his daughter or wife. And one of the key differences between Hatara and Hafara is that Hatara uproots the neder as if it never existed. And therefore, even if the person was over his neder, but then he got a matered, he isn't chai for being over it, because it was done away with limafreya as if it never existed. But if a woman makes a neder and is over on it, and then her husband or father is made for it, she is chayiv because he only canceled it from now on. And here's another difference. Hataras nedarim could be done anytime after the neder is made, even a year or two or five later, whereas hafara is only allowed to be done the day that the husband or father hears of the neder. After that, he loses his chance. Now, when it comes to a father being made for his daughter's neder, there's a number of details. First of all, a young girl can't necessarily make a neder, which is chal. Up until the age of 11, we say that she's not a bar das at all, and any neder she makes is not valid in the first place because she has no idea what she's saying. When this katana turns 11, up until 12, we test her to see if she understands what she expressed and what a neder really is, and if she's mature enough to understand, we say that the neder is chal, and in that scenario, the father would be able to make for it. And by that same token, when she turns 12 to the age of 12 and a half, she's considered a nara, and when she makes a neder, it's chal automatically, and over there, her father could be made for a nadarm as well. However, once she turns 12 and a half, she's considered a bygeras, she's already out of the rishus of her father, and he's not able to be made for her nadarim. So Mishnah Aleph begins, Nara Hamarasa, a Nara who's engaged, which means she's in between 12 and 12 and a half, and her nadarim are chal, and her father is able to be made for them, but she's a Mairasa. She's halachically engaged to somebody else. So Avia Ubala Mefir Nadareha, both her father and her husband together have to be made for her nadarim in order for them not to be chal. Hefer Avlo Hefer Abal, Hefer Abal Hefer Av, in her Mufar. If only her father was made for it, but not her husband, or her husband was made for it and not her father, it's not considered mufar. She has to have both of them be made for her neder. And v'einzar chloimer shakim echad mehen. We don't even have to say that if one of them was mekayim the neder, that it's a valid neder, even if the other one was made for it. And being mekayim the neder would mean that when he hears of it, he says, oh wow, that's fantastic. I think that's a great neder. So he's upholding her neder, and even if the other one tries to be made for it, it's not a good hafara, and her neder is chal. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.